And welcome back here to Classic in the Country. Here, I have joining me now from George Washington University, I have Jasmine Walker. Jasmine, thank you for taking the time to talk with us here today. We know you come here to watch a lot of basketball, but we want to learn a little bit about you and George Washington. So, Jasmine, talk about you a little bit and, you know, your experiences with women's basketball and what brought you here.
Yeah, so I've been around basketball my whole life. I've been grateful and blessed enough to be able to travel and to a lot of the game has taken me some really cool places, and I've got to work with some really cool players and some really good coaches. So George Washington is my current home, and I absolutely adore it. I love D.C. It's a great place to be. We have a great program. Yeah. Just a really good environment.
Yeah. And so before you become a coach at this level, you played college basketball, and then that took you into your coaching career. So take me down that path a little bit.
Yeah. So out of high school, I went to Valparaiso. I ended up transferring, playing at Western Michigan, graduated from there. I got an amazing opportunity to play basketball with my sister in college and in high school. And then after that, I got into coaching. I did a couple stops, one at Ferris State University, where both of my parents are Hall of Famers there.
Nice.
And then on to Butler, Purdue, Fort Wayne most recently, and then now George Washington.
Well, it's fair to say that basketball is part of your culture, and a big part of your life.
It is. It's huge. Yeah.
So what's it like for you coaching at the college level now here at George Washington? You're an assistant coach there.
Yes.
You know, talk about your program a little bit and what you guys are about at George Washington.
I mean, honestly, coaching has been such a big drive, I think, for me and just in general because of how the impact that you can have. You know, working with young women, especially being a young black woman myself, like, you know, having that impact on the game and being a mentor and kind of having that perspective. But just in general, you know, Coach McCombs is my head coach at George Washington, and she's amazing. She's awesome. We're really big on family. We're really big on, you know, this is a – you're getting a fantastic degree at George Washington. You're going to be in the world's most powerful city, plugging D.C. shamelessly. But it's just an amazing experience. You're getting a fantastic basketball experience. We play in the Atlantic 10 Conference, so the A-10 is – a lot of basketball, a lot of good basketball. Good spot.
High quality basketball on your side of it. And, you know, so when I hear you say these things, you know, not only are you recruiting basketball players, but you're bringing kids in. You're going to give them life skills. You're getting them prepared for that next phase of life. Sooner or later, basketball comes to an end. Just in the women's side, very few people go on to be professionals. So, you know, there's life after basketball, and that's a big responsibility for you as coaches.
Definitely. I mean, also another shameless plug, you know, we had Jonquel Jones as the WNBA Finals MVP graduate from GW. So it's badly for everybody. But, you know, if that's your dream and that's your passion, Coach McCombs has definitely helped get players overseas, get them, you know, to advance to their dreams. And at the end of the day, as a coach, no matter where you go, that's something you want to help these young student athletes do is achieve their dreams. So
absolutely.
A great, like I said earlier, you know, you're getting a great degree. In a great city where we're going to have opportunities for internships. That's a big thing for us. In the summer, a lot of our girls spend time doing that, and we make sure that we practice around it so that they can, you know, live life after basketball.
Absolutely. Well, that's good stuff. And, you know, so you come to an event like this or a Classic in the Country, you shared with me off camera, you're leaving here and headed to Atlanta, so you're hit the trail.
Yes.
You know, so when you go out and hit these events, tell me about what kind of athletes are you looking for? What is it you're looking for in that student athlete?
Yeah, I mean, for us and what we're running and what we do, we're looking for a kid who does all of the little things, but it's still aggressive, right? You know, the name of the game is to put some points on the board. So having kids that can score, but also know how to share the basketball, that are, you know, at the end of the day, they're some dogs, but they also make good teammates and even better people. Like I said, it's a family. So we're trying to get young women who really want to play basketball and be around high basketball IQ players.
Absolutely. Well, Coach, that sounds appealing. I'll tell you, if I was a lady looking to play basketball, I would definitely come look you up. Now, one more question for you. You told me off camera, this is your first time here at Classic in the Country.
Yes.
So talk a little bit about your experience. I've seen you here for the last couple of days. We chatted a little bit. What's it like for you here? What do you think of this experience?
It's been great. It's been really good. I'm really impressed. I think it's a great tournament. I think I've seen a lot of good basketball. An opportunity to see a lot of good kids, you know, because we're on the East Coast, it's a lot of East Coast basketball that I get to watch, which being from the Midwest, like I said, I'm from Michigan, so it's a bit different speed to me, but I appreciate it's a lot. It's just different. You know, it's a different speed. It's a different work ethic, I think, that comes with it. Not to say that the East Coast doesn't work, but it's just you know, I got to plug Midwest.
Yeah.
You know, it's different, but I've seen a lot of good basketball, a lot of good players.
Well, that's great. Jasmine, we appreciate your time sitting down with us. I'm going to tell our fans here, I interrupted you. You had a big cup of noodles in your hand.
Yeah.
I said, you know, you got to get an interview. So your noodles are off my way. We're going to let you get back to those and enjoy the rest of your time here. But, again, we appreciate you taking your time to stay on talk with us. And good luck at George Washington University.
Thank you very much.
Jasmine, thank you very much. It's day number 2, Classic in the Country. More interviews to come on WKLM.